In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do not be anxious about what you will eat or drink or what you will wear, the Lord tells us today. This gospel is one that is rich in food for our soul, and specifically this, about not being anxious about the things of this world. And among the many beautiful things our Lord says in this gospel, the one that struck me most was, "Consider the lilies of the field, for they neither toil nor spin. Yet Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed even as one of these." Think of that. King Solomon, the one who built the temple in Jerusalem, the first temple, a king, arrayed in glory, in glorious clothing, covered in gold, not for one day, not for his entire reign, did he equal the beauty of a lily. That this thing of the earth that has no mind, but is alive, this lily contains more beauty than Solomon ever had in his clothing, ever had in his crown, and would ever have had. Jesus tells the disciples and us this, to show to us the great care that the Father has for all of creation. And he tells us not to be looking for costly clothing, because what of the beauty of the lily? Yes, more beautiful than Solomon, but it is here today and withered tomorrow and thrown into the fire. What good its beauty then? And even so, more beautiful was it than all that Solomon could wear, all that Solomon could eat or drink. Why this beauty of the lily? It is so God will show to us his great care for all of his creation, from the greatest to the smallest. Because the lily and the grass have no need of beauty. Again, what good is their beauty when it is thrown into the fire to be burned to ash? God grants this beauty because of his magnificence, of the bounties he shares, and also to teach us that not only do the heavens give glory to God, but also the earth. As we hear in the song of the three youths in the fiery furnace, which we read specifically on Holy Saturday, "Bless the Lord, earth and hills. Bless the Lord, sun and moon. Bless the Lord, fire and water. Bless the Lord, frost and dew." That all these things, from the tiniest pebble, all the way up to us, the height of creation, give glory to God. The stones give glory by being as they are. The plants and the flowers give glory by their beauty. The animals give glory to God by their life. And if God so cares for all of these things that are here today and then gone in an instant, how much more will he not care for us? How much more will he not provide for our needs? For he is the maker of our nature. He made us as we are, with the needs that we have, the need for food and for drink and for clothing and for shelter. and He knows our needs better than we know them. And if He made us this way, with these needs, will He forsake us? Will He not provide for us? He provides for the lilies and the grass. He provides for the birds. And the birds don't go about day by day worrying about where their next morsel will come into their mouth. They simply live the way God made them to be, without anxiety, without care. They simply do their work of searching for their food. We also are to be freed from this care and anxiety about our life, about what we eat, about what we drink, about what we wear. Yes, we will work in order to gain these things, but we can work without care. We can work without anxiety, because Christ Himself tells us that our Father knows our needs and will see to them. He who cares for the smallest thing of creation, all the way up to us, the most wondrous thing of creation, for whom He created everything else, to serve us. And so, beloved, let us take lesson, as our Lord tells us, from the lilies that neither toil nor spin, but yet give glory to God by their very being. That we give glory to God by our very being, and understand that we are not made, we are not born into this world to eat and drink and be clothed solely, but we are born into this world to please God, to have Him in us and us live in Him. For what does it gain us if we are filled with care and anxiety, except to torment ourselves? Our Father gives us what we need, whether we are concerned about it or not. What do we gain if we are anxious about our needs, except painful and useless suffering? Let us follow the words of Christ. Let us follow Him Himself, who tells us to seek first the kingdom of God. For when we seek the kingdom, we are seeking God. Because where the kingdom is, there is the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And where are the Father and the Son and the Spirit is the kingdom. Jesus is telling us, seek these first. Seek Him first, with the assurance that all of our needs will be provided by our Father in heaven. All that we will need in this life. But seeking Him first of all. And then everything else will be added onto us. Seeking to please Him, to please our Heavenly Father, so that we may enjoy the riches that are and that are to come in Christ with the Holy Spirit.